The Attorney General in New York State, Letitia James, says she is actively investigating potential crimes in the Trump Organization, which is run by the former president's two eldest sons. Let's go over the details and the potential significance of this shift in the investigation. Andrea Bernstein is with our member station, WNYC. Andrea, welcome.
Good afternoon.
And do we know yet what crimes the New York Attorney General is investigating?
Well, not specifically, but we do know what the pattern of behavior is that she's been looking at. And that's because last fall, she requested that Eric Trump, the former president's son, come give a deposition. And he refused. And she went to court and he was ultimately ordered to testify. And a result of that, we know that she is looking into a pattern that ran through the Trump Organization of putting certain low values on properties when, say, it came time to pay taxes, but when it was to their financial benefit, they put much higher values on those same properties. And what they were looking at was whether New York taxes were underpaid. The fact that this has now crossed the threshold into the criminal arena strongly suggests that whatever questions they had about civil violations have been answered, and now they are asking themselves whether New York criminal laws were violated with regard to this overvaluation, undervaluation pattern.
Does it also suggest that Donald Trump could be exposed criminally?
So what the Attorney General's office said last night in a statement was that they were examining the Trump Organization. However, what we know is that the New York Attorney General's investigation is now happening in conjunction with a separate but very expansive criminal investigation by the Manhattan DA. And the Manhattan DA has said he is investigating Donald Trump, his associates, and his business for possible fraud and other violations of New York criminal law. So those two investigations, which have been happening on separate tracks, are now joined.
I see. Well, the former president's son, Eric Trump, who you've mentioned in response to a request for a comment about this from the Washington Post, sent the newspaper video clips of the attorney general criticizing President Trump while she was campaigning for office in 2018. Let's listen to that.
I'm running for attorney general because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake from the Muslim.
So basically here, the Trump family is trying to paint this investigation as political. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Right. And I should say that the Trump family and the Trump Organization have denied all wrongdoing, although they didn't specifically respond to requests for comment about this new development. But what Donald Trump has argued in all of his legal proceedings around his taxes and around these investigations is that the prosecutors are politically motivated. Now, he's made those arguments in court, and they've been rejected by the courts up and down, or down and up to the Supreme Court twice. But that does appear to be their continued response, is that, these are Democrats, and these Democrats are, if you will, out to get them.
Okay, so you mentioned this investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance and how it is going parallel with the Attorney General's investigation here. How rare is that kind of cooperation? What might the significance of it be?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. In the past, these two offices have been sort of, wary competitors circling each other. But this case, there's no other case like it. The DA in February got a hold of the tax returns, millions of pages of records. There's a sprawling international business. And we know, again, from what's been made public, that these two offices are looking at something similar. So it appears they've decided that it'll be much more efficient and that they can sort of pool their expertise in deciding whether crimes have been committed to join together. So the Attorney General has tasked two assistant attorneys generals to the DA's office to further investigate this case now as one sort of larger unit.
And just briefly, what do you think all this could mean for the former president?
Well, I think it's a significant escalation of the criminal stakes. There are now two open criminal investigations of the former president of the United States and his business practices. And these are investigations that have gone on for years, that are obviously quite serious, that have involved a lot of people power. And what prosecutors and former prosecutors have told me over and over is that the fact that this investigation has gone on so long and seems to only be intensifying suggests that the DAs are concluding.
Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.